And let's talk more about fear and racial stereotypes in the use of lethal force. Joining us now is Rajiv Sethi, a professor of economics at Barnard College and co-author of Shadows of Doubt, Stereotypes, Crime, and the Pursuit of Justice. He's been looking at how regional distinctions can help us better understand what is fueling excessive use of force by police. Professor Sethi, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Tanya.
Well, since June, in talking about these regional distinctions, Fort Worth police officers have fatally shot six people. Based on your work, what do these numbers reveal to you?
There are really huge regional disparities in the use of deadly force in the United States. Fort Worth is actually not quite at the top of the list of LEAs in terms of the use of deadly force, but it's up there. You know, we have tried in our research to understand these regional differences and found that we cannot explain them based on the usual suspects. So it's not differences in rates of violent crime or the threats faced by police officers or, the prevalence of firearms. There's really something about local law enforcement agency leadership, culture, selection, training that's going on that are giving these very large differences. We tend to think of bad orchards rather than bad apples.
Yes, you use this idea of bad apples versus bad orchards. Can you explain more deeply what you mean? Because in many cases we do hear it may have been just one rogue police officer who committed some sort of atrocity, but you're saying it's much deeper than that.
Yeah, that's right. So the only justification for the use of lethal force by police officers is actually warranted fear or legitimate fear. That the real question then becomes, why is there so much variation across law enforcement agencies in the degree to which people, get fearful, the threshold, levels of fear at which a trigger is pulled?
What are some commonalities that you see? You know, you talk about the West, you talk about the South, and oftentimes when we think about this, we think of it in terms of populations. Maybe perhaps there's a higher incidence of populations of color or socioeconomic differences. You're saying that you don't see those commonalities either when it comes to the use of force.
Yes, actually, the picture is more complicated than commonly perceived, because the states with the highest incidence of lethal force are states like Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, California, which have below national average African-American populations, the same with Oklahoma, West Virginia, for instance. So those are states in which there's a lot of killing, but the racial disparities in victimization are not as great as in the Northeast. And then in the Northeast, you have states with relatively low rates of killing, but where the racial disparities are extreme. Chicago is really the most extreme. It's about an 18-to-1 ratio of black versus white victimization in the case of police homicides. So the areas where you have the largest killings are not necessarily the ones with the greatest racial disparities.
You also write that there is this vicious cycle. So in Texas, for instance, many of these black communities have a deep fear and mistrust for police now more than ever. I mean, not just the latest case, but then there's the Dallas police officer case with Amber Geiger convicted of killing Botham Jean. This has a direct impact on how communities relate to officers. And then that has a direct impact on the likelihood of police using force. How do we get past this, or how do we get to a place where we can work through this?
Well, one of the interesting comments that was made in the Fort Worth case by the interim police chief was that this particular incident is like an anthill that's been washed away by a hose. Building police community relations is a painstaking and slow process, especially when there's historical distrust. But part of it involves stepping back on generalized enforcement practices, like the use of stop and frisk policies at very low levels of suspicion, which trap a lot of innocent folks and cause them to despise or distrust police and make them unwilling to come forward, for instance, as witnesses or to cooperate in investigations. The other thing that's really important to curtail is the use of civilians as ATM machines or piggy banks. And this was found by a Department of Justice report in the case of Ferguson, when there was an investigation following the killing of Michael Brown, which was that a lot of people are stopped and fined for trivial violations or non-violations as a source of revenue instead of taxes. So
For
then that also
municipalities,
causes
yeah.
municipalities, exactly. And these kind of things actually erode police community relations, and it's very difficult to build up.
That's Rajiv Sethi, the co-author of Shadows of Doubt, Stereotypes, Crime, and the Pursuit of Justice. Rajiv, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.